My name is Ujesh Desai. I am the general manager for GeForce GPUs here at NVIDIA.
Yeah. Now, there was a lot of activity and announcements made by NVIDIA at the recent CeBIT conference in Hanover, Germany. Can you recap a little bit about what was announced?
Sure. We made a number of brand new product announcements at CeBIT in Hanover. The first was a brand new flagship GPU product, our GeForce 7900 GTX GPU. So this is the fastest GPU on the market. Supports SLI technology as well, which is the ability to have two graphics processors in your PC to scale performance. We then announced the little brother to that product, also a high-end product, but slightly lower cost. That was the GeForce 7900 GT. And then finally, we announced the GeForce 7600 GT as well. So three brand new products that were announced from a standalone GPU standpoint at CeBIT. And then we announced platform solution at CeBIT, the first ever production quad SLI PCs in the market, shipping from the world's top system builders. So these are four GPUs in a PC to really, you know, take your performance to the next level.
So all together now, what does the NVIDIA GeForce 7 series product lineup look like now?
Well, there's one more product. We just had GDC, which is actually today on the 22nd. And there's one more product that we're announcing, and that is the GeForce 7600 GS. So all together, our new top-to-bottom GeForce 7 series lineup looks as follows. At the top, you have the GeForce 7900 GTX, which retails for about $499. You then have the GeForce 7900 GT, which is right below that, which retails for around $299. We have the GeForce 7600 GT, which is our brand new performance GPU. That's for around $199. And then we have the brand new GeForce 7600 GS that we had just announced today at GDC. And that'll be, depending on the memory configuration, anywhere from $129 to $149. And then in the entry-level space, we have our GeForce 7300 LE and 7300 GS, and they start as low as $59 and go up from there to up to $99. Okay. So a full top-to-bottom family of GeForce 7 series GPUs.
Okay, so let's get back to that top level again. Okay. So what kind of performance can consumers expect from the NVIDIA GeForce 7900?
So the 7900, if you remember our previous generation product, which is the 7800 GTX, delivers performance above the 7800 GTX, but at a much lower price point. The 7800 GTX 512, which was our previous flagship product, on e-tail, we saw that product going for about $799. This product is significantly faster than that, but we're offering it to the market for $499, so a true value to the end user market.
Tell me a little bit about quad SLI technology. What is NVIDIA SLI and how does it work?
So the way NVIDIA SLI works is it's a complete platform solution. So it consists of an Enforce motherboard. So Enforce is a motherboard that has two graphics slots in it. You can then take two NVIDIA GeForce GPUs that also support SLI, put them in the motherboard, connect them with an over-the-top proprietary connector that we have that's a digital interface. And through that digital interface, we can send communication back and forth between the GPUs and our MCP chipset. The final ability is you combine all that together and you can get up to twice the performance on any of your top games out on the market with an SLI solution. So it really scales your performance.
So just tell me a little bit, we talked about the quad SLI. I mean, how much power are we really talking about here?
Yeah, so we talked about the benefits of quad and how you can use it to drive extreme high definition resolutions, right? At 2560 by 1600, this fully immersive experience. It takes a lot of horsepower to pull that off. So just to put that in context, Quad SLI has over 1.1 billion transistors.
1.1 billion?
Yeah, 1.1 billion transistors. It has 96 pixel shader units and over 2 gigabytes of graphics memory. So that's the kind of horsepower we're talking about when I talk about this full interactive 3D experience where you feel like you're starring in the game itself or in the movie.
Is this a hard launch and immediately available?
It's a hard launch. Once again, we're continuing our tradition. So when we announce products, what we found is feedback we got consistently from consumers was we create all this excitement about the product. You can read about the products online. You're so excited. And if you're like me, I want immediate gratification. Right, I want to go out and buy that thing right away. And quite frankly, when my wife sees how excited I are, the best chance I have is if I can, you know, strike while the iron's hot and go out and put it on my credit card and immediately buy it. Well, what happens a lot of times is previously when we used to announce, there used to be a lag and you lose a lot of that excitement. So we've kind of learned our lessons. So we're following, you know, our new strategy, and we're doing hard launches across the board. So these products are immediately available for purchase.
So what do the latest NVIDIA GPUs mean for Windows Vista?
That's a great question. Windows Vista, for those that don't know, is the next generation operating system from Microsoft that comes out later this year. It's the first time in the history that the operating system is actually going to require a graphics processing unit, because it's a 3D operating system. So it makes extensive use of 3D in terms of how you interact with your Windows, how you organize your data. So having a very good GPU is going to be key to getting a full experience, or calling what we call the Vista Premium experience. So as an end user, you're going to want to make sure that when you're buying either a Vista-ready PC the middle of this year, or a full Vista PC when Vista ships the end of this year, that you have a GPU like a GeForce, you know, 7300 that can fully take advantage of all the features that you get in Vista.
Okay. Well, what else can consumers expect from Windows Vista and NVIDIA GPUs?
The other benefit of Vista, because it is a 3D operating system, and if you talk to Microsoft themselves, they'll say this, that they're actually able to scale the performance and the features of what you get in Vista based on how powerful your PC is. So if you have a better PC with a better graphics card in it, you're going to get a more visually rich experience. And that's what PC computing is all about. You know, how rich is your experience? How visual is it? How immersive is it? And I think that's going to be the real benefit of Vista. My name is Ujesh Desai. I'm the general manager for GeForce GPUs here at NVIDIA.